This is the last Sunday before the great feast of the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, which will take place on Thursday, Ascension Thursday, not Sunday. Next Sunday is not Ascension Sunday. There is no such thing. Not in the sacred liturgy, not in sacred tradition. And so today, already our Lord prepares us, prepares the disciples, for his departure. For them, not so much for us, because we are not that closely aligned with him, but for them, it is a very sad day. But at the same time, it is a very joyful day. It is, after all, part of the holy season of Easter, the resurrection, which encompasses the resurrection, the ascension of Christ our Lord into heaven, and of course, his gift to us of the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. And it is for him that we also prepare. He tells us he will not leave us orphans. He will give us his Spirit, the Spirit of the Father and of the Son, the third person of the Trinity, who brings to us all the graces and all the gifts possible from the Holy Trinity, from heaven. So imagine what a great gift it is to receive a gift from heaven. We already have, in this holy sacrifice of the Mass, one of the greatest gifts possible. The sacrifice in which is offered again in an unbloody manner our Lord Jesus Christ, who then gives himself to us if we are in this state of grace in Holy Communion. So that he comes into us, into our being, not only spiritually, but physically, transubstantially. And just something that we perhaps do not oftentimes think about enough, that our Lord in the tabernacle, that our Lord after the consecration by the priest on the altar, that our Lord whom we receive by the hands of the priest in Holy Communion, is our Lord Jesus Christ, who is really there, really present, really here. He comes to live in you. Do you receive him worthily? Do you welcome him into your dwelling place, your heart, your soul, with joy? Do you receive him indifferently? Oh, it's something else to do because everybody else is doing it. That would be a very sad spectacle of ourselves. It is one of the most wonderful things that can be possibly had in this world, to receive the eternal Son of God and the Son of Man, the Son of Mary, into our whole being, not only spiritually, but physically. And this too happens by virtue of the Holy Spirit, which shall be given to us on Pentecost. Because all the sacraments, from baptism all the way to the anointing of the sick at the last unction before we die, are performed by the power of the Holy Spirit. The whole of the spiritual life of the Church, of the Catholic, it is like a wondrous circle. God the Father and then the Son and the Holy Spirit come down to us, and through him we go back to them in heaven. And after death, and after purgatory perhaps, which most of us will have to suffer, then we will return. First of all, spiritually, before the end of time, and then at the end of time, after the great judgment, then physically, our bodies will be resurrected. And no matter what remains of them, if anything, even if it's just one atom, our bodies will rise again as they were, probably around the age of 20 to 25. They will not be old and wrinkled and bald and white-haired, no more Miss Clairol or Mr. Clairol. It will be a young body resurrected by Christ. It is the gift that He gives to us. And of course, Thursday, after the Gospel, we will bid goodbye to Christ in a very special way, because I will extinguish the Paschal candle which lights our altar, which we have blessed at the Easter Vigil, and then I extinguish it, and it signifies the fact that He has ascended into heaven. And then it is used only for baptisms and maybe funerals. But that will be missing from the altar henceforth until next Easter Vigil, if God so will. And so we have so many things for which to thank God. And today, in a very special way, we honor the Holy Mother of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Mother of God. And if May is so important, it is for two things. First of all, May is a month that she has chosen. And in this shrine and parish is so very important, Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, which we will celebrate this coming Wednesday, the titular feast of this parish. And then, of course, Thursday, the Ascension. But it's also a day when we honor Mary, and in honoring Mary, we honor all our other mothers, our mothers, who are so very, very important to us. And so today, as we have crowned the Blessed Mother, and one of our girls has done so, and our Holy Mother will crown you as well, then we give thanks to God. So, not even Constantine the Great can kill that. That's his name, by the way. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. What a wonderful thing. Today, on this day, when we celebrate motherhood, that we have babies, and there are some coming. Some of you do not even know it yet, but there are some of you who are expecting, but you do not know it yet. Some of you do know it, and in just a few weeks, a few months, you will be giving birth to these children that God has given to you, to us. And then we have all these little children and babies here in our midst that through their little talking and crying and whatever else they do are also giving glory to God. One of the greatest marks of a traditional parish is that there are many children and many babies. If you go to some of the other places, there are only customers of Miss Clairol and one or two babies, mostly none. But we give thanks to God on this day, when we give thanks to God for the gift of motherhood. So glory be to God, and glory be to His most wondrous and holy and immaculate Mother. And glory be to all you mothers who have participated in the giving of life to the Church and the giving of life to the world. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.